I have very little confidence in big evangelistic crusades.
我对于那种大的福音布道会，我很没有信心。
I live in Africa and I've lived there all my life.
我活在非洲，我一生都住在那里。
And I know that the magazines show these great meetings as wonderful successes.
我知道杂志上都照出那个照片，讲到说那种大的布道会非常的成功。
The publishers don't understand the African mind.
那些出版的人，他们不晓得非洲人的心态。
It is easy to rent a crowd.
要召集群众是很容易的。
And the African wishes to please.
而且那些非洲人他们都很喜欢讨人的喜悦。
Do you want God to bless you?
你想不想要神来祝福你？
Do you want God to meet your needs?
你想不想神来满足你的需要？
Do you want Jesus to heal you?
你想不想要耶稣来医治你？
Put up your hand.
举起手来。
500,000 hands will wave.
五十万个人的手都在那边摇摆着。
You want to be prayed for, come to the front.
你想要接受祷告，你就到前面来。
There is such a rush, you could get killed in the rush.
所以大家都冲到前面，甚至会人都彼此拥挤。
What does it mean?
这意思是什么呢？
If you have no job.
如果你没有工作。
If you have no money.
如果你没有钱。
If you have no food.
如果你没有食物。
If there is no hospital.
如果没有医院。
No doctor, no medicine.
如果没有医生，没有药。
And somebody says,If you will come here and let me pray for you, you will get all those things.
那有人就说好，如果你到前面来，我为你祷告，你这一切都会得到。
And you have no other way and no other hope. Do you not think you will also run?
你如果你没有其他的办法，你没有其他的盼望，你想如果是你的话，你是不是也会跑到前面？
But the real test is a couple of weeks later. Go and look in the churches.
但是真正的考验是几个礼拜之后，你看看教会。
Nobody there.
没有人在那里。
Sometimes one or two.
有时候有一两个人。
And so the evangelist will say we had 150,000 converts.
所以这个他们就会说这个传福音的人就会说我们有150个信主的人。
The pastors will tell you we don't know where they are.
那牧师会告诉你说我们不晓得这些人到哪里去了。
Jesus had a very harsh word to speak to the scribes and the Pharisees.
耶稣对文士跟法利赛人讲话讲得很严厉。
He said, "You compass land and sea to make one convert."
他说你们自己不进去连而且也拦阻的人一个信主的都没有。
You make them twice as much a child of hell as you are.
你使他们成为地狱之子超过你们两倍。
Jesus was not looking for decisions.
耶稣所要的并不是人做一个决定而已。
He was looking for people who really understood the issue.
耶稣在找的是真正了解这么一回事的人。
Count the cost.
就是要先数算代价
Commit their lives radically to him.
要完全的将生命委身给他的
Do a complete about turn.
就是要完全有一个完全的回转的人
And follow him.
而且跟随他
No matter what the cost.
不管代价是什么
Let the dead bury their dead.
让死人埋葬死人吧
I don't have anywhere to sleep, said Jesus.
耶稣说我没有地方可以睡
You follow me, you're going to be like the animals out there without anything.
你要跟随我的话，你就会像外面的动物一样，你什么都没有。
Jesus wasn't saying that that will be like that for everybody every day.
耶稣不是说每一个人每一天都会是那样子。
But he was saying you need to be prepared to give up everything if you follow me.
但是耶稣说你必须准备好，你如果要跟随我的话，你就必须准备能够放下一切。
I'm firmly convinced that the day is coming when it will be painful and difficult for you to follow Jesus in this country.
我深信将在就在不久之后在这个国家你要跟随耶稣会是很痛苦的是很困难的
Because the opposing forces build up secretly under your nose and you don't see it
因为那些抵挡的势力正在建立起来但是你还没有看到
We need to get back to preaching what Jesus preached
我们需要回去传讲耶稣所传讲的
And the cross is essentially a part of the word of Jesus
而十字架是耶稣的话语的中心。
Jesus didn't wear a silver or gold cross around his neck.
耶稣的脖子上没有挂一个金子或银的十字架。
He carried a heavy, rough one full of splinters on his back.
他是背上背负的那个满有的刺的木头的十字架。
And for us, it's expensive jewelry.
而对我们来讲，这却成为一种珠宝了。
But it doesn't mean anything.
但是却没有任何的意义。
When the bride is ready for the wedding,
当新娘预备好要参加婚宴了
it is a statement that she has come to maturity.
这就代表着她已经成熟了
When a harvest is ready to be brought in.
就是当这个庄稼已经熟了，可以带进来。
It is a statement of maturity.
就是它已经成熟了。
The harvest is ripe.
哦，庄稼已经熟了。
The harvest is ready.
庄稼已经准备好了。
You don't marry a two-year-old.
你不会娶一个两岁的。
You marry the bride when she's mature and ready.
你娶的新娘是她已经成熟了，已经预备好。
Being ready is a statement of God to the church.
要预备好，这是神对教会的话。
When the bride is ready and mature, I will come.
当新娘已经成熟了，预备好了，我就会来。
And that is something for which we are personally responsible in every generation.
这是我们在每一个世代个人都要负责任的。
And so I just want to say some things very quickly in the few minutes that are left.
所以我在剩下的几分钟，我要很快的讲一点。
Because I'm aware that there are fellow pastors here.
因为我知道在座还有很多其他的牧师。
And I'd just like to share my heart with them.
我想要跟你们分享我的心。
There is a tremendous need for consistency.
就是我们非常需要能够持续不断。
That we don't get taken up with every one of the latest fads in the church.
我们不要在教会里面都赶流行，一下有这个，一下有那个。
In the few days that we've been here,
我们在这里的几天当中
，we've been asked many different things.
哦，有人问我们很多不同的事情。
Do you know about this? Are you part of that? Do you believe in this?
你知不知道这个？你是不是有参与那件事情？你相不相信这个
？Jean says to me, "What's this? What is that?"
哦，我太太也问我说，是不是这个？是不是那个
？I said, "I don't know. You won't find it in the Bible, but I don't know what it is."
我说你这东西你在圣经上找不到的。
It may be good, it may be meaningful.
或许这个东西是好的，或许也有意义。
But it's not just in this country.
但是不只是在这个国家。
It's the same thing all through the West.
在整个西方都是这样子。
People have itching ears and running after something new.
人们都耳朵发痒，想要听到一些新的东西。
But if we're going to bring the body to maturity, we need to take the body through into a consistent way of living.
但是如果我们要让基督的身体能够成熟的话，我们必须让这个身体有一个持续不断的生活方式。
There is a great need for integrity in the life of believers.
在信徒的生命当中，非常需要有一种正直的品格。
And above all, in the hearts of those of us who are leaders.
而且尤其是我们这些做领导的人。
The scripture warns us and says, don't many of you seek to be teachers.
圣经上说你们不要多人做教师。
Because you will be judged by a much stricter standard.
因为你们会用更严格的标准来受审判。
So many people running around looking for their ministry.
有很多人到处想要去追求自己的事工。
Now the word minister just means to be a servant.
其实牧师服侍意思只是说是做仆人而已。
I guarantee if tomorrow morning you get up in your pulpit and say, I'm looking for volunteers to be servants.
我想如果明天你在你的讲台上说好，我再找一些人来做仆人。
Willing to clean the toilet, scrub the floors, mow the lawn.
愿意来拖地的，来扫厕所的。
Very special ministry we've just invented in the church.
这是一个很特别的事工，是我们教会里面才刚刚发明出来的。
Those of you willing to lay down your lives to be servants without pay, come to the front.
凡是你们愿意把自己的命都摆下来，来做这样子的仆人的，你到前面来。
I wish to anoint you for this new task.
我要为你这个新的工作来给你高抹。
You will have a title.
你会有一个头衔。
Toilet servant.
就是这个厕所的仆人。
Garbage servant.
就是管垃圾的。
All those of you desiring this ministry come to the front.
凡是渴望有这样的服侍的人，你就到前面来。
Apart from somebody who's not altogether well in the head, I don't think anybody will come.
我想除非有人头脑不太清楚，不然没有任何人会来。
But to be in ministry means to be a servant.
但是做一个服侍的人，意思就是做仆人。
Jesus said that he did not come to be ministered to, but to minister.
耶稣说他来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
I did not come to be served, but to serve.
我来不是要受人服侍，而是要去服侍人。
He was everybody's servant. He laid down his life in servanthood.
他是众人的仆人，他为了每一个人将自己的命都舍了。
Matthew 22.
马太福音22章。
Verses 11 and 12. We don't have time to go there.
22章11节跟12节我们没有时间细讲。
It speaks of another wedding banquet that a king had arranged for his son.
那里讲到的是王为他的儿子预备的一个婚宴。
And it was part of the custom of kings and people of great importance and wealth when they invited people to to a banquet,
那个时候他们有一个习俗，就是当他们邀请人到婚宴的时候，
that they would give them gifts,
会给他们礼物。
And one of the things was to supply them with clothing.
那其中之一呢，就是会给他们一套很好的衣服穿上。
There were no automobiles, no taxis, no buses.
他们那个时候没有计程车，也没有巴士。
People had to walk.
人们得走路。
The roads were not paved, so the roads were dusty and dirty.
那个路也没有铺柏油，都很脏，很满了灰尘。
The people may have started off looking very good.
哦，人们的那个时候的卫生条件不是很好。
But perhaps by the time they arrived at the home of the host, they were looking rather sweaty and dusty.
或许当他们到了主人婚宴的家中的时候，已经是已经满头大汗，而且看起来很肮脏了。
And so if the family was able to afford it, they would supply them with a wedding robe.
所以那个做主人的家就要为他们提供一套婚礼上所穿的衣服。
Something of a festive nature.
哦，是很美的，很干净的。
When everything was ready and all the guests were assembled and seated.
当所有的客人都已经聚集在那里坐好了。
The king came in and looked around.
王就来，就到处看。
Going to welcome the guests.
要来欢迎客人。
He came across one man who wasn't wearing a robe.
他看到一个人，那个人没有穿礼服。
And he said, "How did you get in here?"
他就问说，你是怎么进来的？
But if you read the context, those who'd been invited were beggars and homeless and all kinds and conditions of street people in a sense.
如果你读这个经文的话，你会知道那些人有的是乞丐，有的是无家可归的人，都是那些比较有各种各样的人。
The original guests hadn't come.
原先应该来的客人没有来。
They invited all and sundry.
他们就邀请了各类的人来。
But when they arrived, they supplied them with a wedding robe.
但是当他们来的时候，主人就给他们穿上了礼服。
The king said, "How did you get in here without a wedding robe?"
王就对那个客人说，你没有穿礼服是怎么进来的？
The man didn't say, "Well, you know, I'm a poor person. You just invited me. I just sleep under a hedge, and I got invited. I don't have anything like that."
那个客人没有说，你知道我是一个穷人啊，我就这样子邀请，我就这样受你们的邀请进来了。我都是睡在户外的，所以我都没有这样子的衣服。
No, everybody there was in the same situation.
不，那里的每一个人，他们的情况都是一样的。
None of them was personally qualified.
他们没有一个人自己是够格的。
Nobody there on his own had any ability to dress properly.
他们当中没有一个人自己有能力穿着得很体面。
They'd just been pulled in at the last minute. Nobody had any time to do anything.
他们是最后一刻才被拉进来的，没有人有时间做任何事情。
The only difference between this man and everybody else,
这个人跟那个人之间没有什么差别。
Was when he came in.
而这个人进来的时候呢？
He said, "I don't need that."
他说我不需要这个衣服。
If you've invited me, I'm good enough as I am.
如果你邀请我的话，我这样子就已经够好了。
I don't need your garment.
我不需要你的衣服。
The king said, "I can come, so here I am."
哦，他说我可以到王的面前说，我在这里。
And so I don't see why I should have to put on a garment.
所以我不明白为什么我得穿上礼服。
The spirit of independence.
哦，这个就是一种独立的灵。
The person says, "I'm good enough as I am."
这个人就说，我这样子已经够好了。
It's a tragic story.
这是一个很悲哀的故事。
Disqualified.
不够格了。
Because he intended to enter on his own righteousness, his own ability, his own standing.
因为这个人他想要靠着自己的能力，靠着自己的义来进去参加婚宴。
One of the most tragic things is that our churches are filled with people like that.
很悲哀的一点就是我们的教会当中充满了这样子的人。
Who see no need.
他们没有看到需要。
To be born again.
他们不觉得自己需要重生。
No need for holiness.
不需要圣洁。
No need for a radical life change.
不需要生命有很大的改变。
No need for obedience.
不需要顺服。
No need for accountability in their lives.
不需要为他们生命中的事情负责交账。
No need to submit to authority.
他们不需要顺服在权柄之下。
No need to submit their lives to fundamental change.
不需要将他们的生命降服有很大的改变。
I'm fine as I am.
哦，我这样子就已经够好了。
Now, we might say, yes, we agree with that because denominational churches are filled with tens of thousands of people like that.
我们或许说会说我们也同意这一点，因为在各个教派里面都充满了千千万万这样子的人。
And in my years as a denominational minister, sometimes I had a congregation without a single born again person in it.
在我做教派牧师的多年当中，也曾经有过在一整个会众当中没有一个人是重生的。
And they would tell me to my face that they didn't need my born again stuff.
他们会当面告诉我说，他们不需要我这个讲重生这么一回事。
They would tell me quite politely that their religion was good enough for their daddy and good enough for them.
他们会很客气地告诉我说，他们的宗教对他们的爸爸来讲够好，对他们来讲也够好了。
And God could take it or leave it.
那就说你随便你要不要。
As long as they paid their dues, they were a member of the church.
只要他们有给奉献，他们就认为是自己是教会的一员。
But pastors, I just wanted to say that the Pentecostal and charismatic churches are going the same way.
但是牧师们，我要跟你们讲的就是五旬节教会跟灵恩教会也在走同样的路。
We have people with an experience, but no life to back it.
我们有一些人，他们有一些经历，但是却没有一个生命能够支持他们的经历。
And as I was preparing for this morning.
当我在为今天早上预备了
I said to Jean, I'm not excited about preaching this morning.
我对我太太说，我今天早上对于讲道并不兴奋。
Because I don't think this is a happy word.
因为我想这些话并不是很快乐的话。
But I really believe that the church is getting itself into a very, very difficult situation.
但是我认为教会真的是让自己落入一个很困难、很困难的光景。
Our reputation in the marketplace is rock bottom.
我们在外面的名誉已经越来越差了。
We are being laughed at and treated with contempt in the marketplace.
在外面人们都嘲笑我们，轻视我们。
And very often we pastors are the ones who are the most to blame.
而往往做牧师是最应当负责的。
Our lifestyle.
我们的生活方式。
Our way of living.
我们的生活。
Our personal behavior.
我们个人的行为。
We just have a different standard.
我们就是有个不同的标准。
We've had leading television personalities say God judges me by a different standard.
哦，我们也有一些电视上的布道家也说神用这个不同的标准来审判我。
We've had men of international reputation consulting with prostitutes.
我们也有一些在全国知名的布道家，结果他们去嫖妓。
And said God doesn't mind because He knows my needs are different.
因为他们却说神知道神不在意的因为他知道我的需要不同
And Time Magazine reported
而且时代杂志上也报道了这样的事情
Not falsely because they had a personal interview with the man himself
这个东西不是道听途说而是他们亲自去访问当事者
And one could repeat this in many ways
而这样的事情在很多地方也在重复着
God is getting a bad reputation
神的名声已经越来越差了
Because we claim to be following the steps of his son
因为我们是声称自己在跟随他儿子的脚踪。
We call ourselves Christians. We say we live a Christian life.
我们说称自己是基督徒，我们也称自己过一个基督徒的生活。
Men and women of Christ.
哦，称自己是属基督的男女。
Living the life of Jesus.
我们是在过一个耶稣的生活。
And then they look at us closely.
然后别人看我们却不是这样。
And they cannot find the resemblance.
他们没有办法发现我们跟别人有什么不同。
This is time for a radical call to go out to the church.
这个时候应该是教会有个很大的变革的时候。
It is time for repentance to begin in the household of God.
在神的家中是应该开始悔改的时候。
It is time for us to raise the banner of righteousness and holiness.
我们是应该要举起公义跟圣洁的旌旗的时候。
The bride will never be clothed like this in compromise.
如果新娘这样子妥协的话，她永远都不会预备好。
But only when the deeds of the bride are deeds of righteousness.
唯有当新娘的所行出来的是义的行为的时候
，deeds of obedience
是顺服的行为
，deeds which are pleasing to God
是神所喜悦的行为。
Brothers, we've got to find each other.
弟兄们，我们一定要彼此能够发现彼此。
We have to find each other and we have to stand with each other.
我们一定要能够彼此一同站立。
There is no time or place for an independent spirit.
我们不能够再有独立的灵。
I'm not talking denominationalism.
我在讲的不是宗派。
I'm talking about mutual accountability.
我在讲的是要彼此交账。
I'm not talking about one ruler.
我在讲的不是谁来统治。
I'm talking about a mature body finding unity in the things that matter.
我在讲的是基督的身体要成熟彼此合一
Seeing ourselves as servants of the one Lord
因为我们是服侍同一位主
and not men in religious business in competition for the market.
我们并不是跟外面的人一样，是彼此在生意上竞争的。
I'm not talking as a guest in your country and saying this is what you need to do.
我并不是以一个在你们国家做客的人的角度来讲说你们需要如此。
I'm simply talking as a servant who's traveled widely over many years.
我只是以一个在许多地方旅行多年的仆人的角度来讲。
And everywhere I go, I see the same thing.
我所到之处都看到同样的现象。
David will know even in China.
大宗会知道，甚至在中国也是。
In a persecuted church.
在受逼迫的教会里。
Where Jean and I have to travel secretly.
我太太跟我都必须很秘密的旅行。
And where it's dangerous in the countryside.
在乡间有许多的危险。
And conditions are not easy.
那些的状况也不太容易。
The tragedy is to find the division and the competitive spirit even there.
但是很悲哀的甚至是在那样的地方都有 发现有争竞还有分歧。
There's no time to touch on those things.
我们没有时间来碰这样的事情了。
But because there are some pastors here this morning.
但是因为今天在座有一些是牧师。
I want to make an appeal in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我想要奉耶稣基督的名来呼吁大家。
That in our hearts.
在我们的心中。
We resolve with every bit of our sincerity.
我们要非常诚恳地下决心。
That we will seek out brothers, sisters of like mind.
我们跟弟兄姐妹要有同样的心智。
Seek out those with whom we may pray.
我们要跟他们一同祷告。
I say to the young pastors that I'm responsible for.
我对那些年轻的牧师说我要为他们负责。
They say it's so hard to find other men who really have an honest heart in the pastorate. They say this, but they do that.
他们说在牧师当中很难找到有一个很有诚实的心的人，因为他们说的是一回事，做的却是另外一回事。
I say find men who will pray with you.
我说你去找一个能够跟你一起祷告的人。
If a pastor will pray with you,
如果一个牧师
you can build a relationship with him.
如果一个牧师他愿意跟你一起祷告，那么你就可以跟他建立关系。
If he won't pray with you, don't worry with him.
如果他不会跟你一起祷告的话，你就不要找他。
If you cannot together come before the Lord and talk to the Lord together,
如果你们不能够一起到神的面前跟神说的话，
you will never build a relationship.
你们永远都不会建立起个关系。
And so some of these men are now beginning to find in their towns and their villages and their cities men who will pray with them.
所以这些人现在已经在他们自己所在的地方开始找到有一些愿意跟他们一起祷告的人。
They have a different flavor to their work, a different vision for their work.
虽然他们的工作有不同的特色，有不同的意向。
The same Jesus, the same kingdom.
但是是同样一位耶稣，是同样一位国度。
The same heart.
是同样一颗心。
And they're finding there's a unity together.
他们在当中找到了合一。
They're aiming to see the same thing happen in the city.
他们的目标就是希望在城市里面看到同样的事情。
And the Lord is able to extend His kingdom.
主就能够扩展他的国度。
And there is a new integrity and there is a new authority.
在这当中有一个新的正直，有新的权柄。
And in the marketplace, they take the church more seriously.
这样子世人就会更认真地来看待教会。
Because instead of criticizing each other,
因为教会这样子就不再彼此批评。
Denigrating each other.
不再彼此定罪。
We now speak well of each other.
现在都是彼此说对方的好。
We commend one another.
彼此称赞。
We no longer swap sheep in the dark.
也就是说，教会不再彼此偷羊。
Because now we have a commitment together.
因为我们现在有一个共同的承诺。
And when you pray together,
当你们一起祷告，
you uphold each other's integrity.
你们就扶持彼此的正直。
You stand with each other. You support each other. You defend each other.
你就彼此护卫，彼此支持。
Doesn't matter that your work is different.
你们的工作不同并没有关系。
Doesn't matter you've got a different name outside.
你们外面有不同的名称没有关系。
But you know that loyalty is at a premium.
但是你们知道最重要的是忠诚。
And so you would never think of taking his sheep.
所以你永远不会想要偷他的羊。
You would never think of enticing people to come.
你永远不会想要说吸引对他们的人到你那里去。
And so when people get upset with a preacher in this church,
所以当人们生这个教会牧师的气的时候，
and they come along to ours,
然后就到你这边，
you say, what are you doing here?
然后你就问他说，你在这里干什么？
Yeah, well, you know, Pastor Jones, he can't.
你知道这个某某牧师怎么样？
And we say, well, have you spoken to your pastor?
那你就会对他说，
no, you can't talk to him.
你有没有跟你的牧师讲吗？
Well,
他说，不能，我这个牧师不能讲的。
You see, we pray together.
那你就会跟他说，哎，我有跟他一起祷告。
So I tell you what, let's go along and talk to Pastor Jones together.
所以你就跟他说，好，我们一起去跟你的牧师谈。
Because even if he won't talk to you, he talks to me.
因为即使你的牧师不跟你谈的话，他也会跟我谈。
So let's go and sort this out together.
所以我们就一起去解决这件事情。
And so you will find that when you learn to pray together,
所以你会发现，当你学会一起祷告
，you build together.
一起建造。
Integrity comes in.
这个正直就进到当中。
Trust comes in.
信任就进到当中。
The work increases.
那工作就增加了。
You don't get naughty sheep running from congregation to congregation.
你不会找到一些调皮的羊就在不同的会众当中跑来跑去。
The rebels have to repent or leave.
那些悖逆的人他们必须悔改不然就得走。
Because the other shepherds won't take them.
因为其他的牧人不会接受他们。
We build one another and we don't destroy one another.
我们就彼此建立而不是彼此摧毁。
We guard one another and we do not stab one another in the back.
我们就是彼此护卫而不是在彼此扯彼此的后腿。
The last 10 minutes I've been saying, Lord, what am I saying all this for? It's never been in my head to say this. What am I saying this here for?
我刚才所讲的都不是我预先想的，我也不晓得为什么要跟大家讲这些。
But I have to trust the Lord that this struggle in the last 10 minutes is going to bring forth some fruit.
但是我相信主在我刚才十分钟这个挣扎当中所讲的东西会带出一些果实来。
If nothing else happened in this morning, from my personal point of view, other than some pastors found each other, made a commitment to meet with each other and pray with each other and guard each other, it would have been okay with me.
如果今天早上虽然在我的眼中看起来没有什么事情发生，但是如果在座有一些牧师能够开始彼此祷告，彼此来护卫，啊，这样对我来说就已经够了。
We have a responsibility to be ready.
我们有责任要预备好。
We have a responsibility to contribute to the maturity of the bride.
我们有责任让基督的心腹成熟。
Every one of us.
我们每一个人都有这个责任。
We have a responsibility to do those works of obedient righteousness.
我们都有责任来顺服
so that the father can look at the bride
好让父能够看着新娘
and say with a few little changes here and there on the dress she's ready
说只要她的穿着上再改变这点改变一点点的话就已经预备好了
It's time to send out the messengers
是要把使者拆出去的时候了
It's time to get the trumpet ready
是要让号筒预备好的时候
Gabriel polish it up
哦，加百列把这个号筒再擦亮
get it ready
预备好
practice the tune
要好好的练习。
It's time to raise the dead.
是要使死人复活的时候了。
It's time to call the show home.
是要吹着大响的号筒了。
Because the bride has made herself ready.
因为新娘已经使自己预备好。
I know it's God who does it.
我知道这是神做的。
But the word says we have to make ourselves ready.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们必须让自己预备好。
We have responsibility.
我们有责任。
So let's go for it.
所以我们就努力。
Let's stand quickly.
请大家起立。
Father, as we've been sharing this morning, we pray that your word may find entrance into our hearts.
天父,
But for those of us who are pastors and leaders,
天父今天早上愿你的话都进到我们的心里，特别是对于在座的牧师还有领袖。
And over these last months, I've been sharing with real difficulty some of these things. It's because you've got something to say here.
主，我觉得我分享这些话语的时候很困难，是因为你自己有一些东西要在这里分享出来。
And as a guest, I find it hard to say these things.
而且我是做客的，我发觉要讲这样的话很难。
But I believe there are things that need to be heard here this morning.
但是我相信今天早上有一些话是他们在这里必须听到的。
Things that need to be said.
是需要讲出来的。
For the sake of the kingdom in this place.
是为了国度，还有为了这个地方的缘故。
For the sake of the reputation of the bride of Christ in this place.
是为了基督的心腹在这个地方的缘故。
For the health of the church and the sake of the pastorate.
是为了这个为了教会还有为了牧师的缘故。
I pray that this morning men and women will find each other.
今天早上我恳求愿男男女女都能够找到彼此。
And commit themselves to seek each other on a regular basis.
而且都能够彼此委身而且一起来寻求。
As a number one priority to meet together and pray together.
就是他们把这个看成是第一个重要的事情，他们就能够在一起，然后一起祷告。
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就。
We want it in heaven, but let it be here on the earth.
你的旨意已经成就在天上，但是愿你的旨意也能够行在地上。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.